Today, we will be talking about Fortnite Battle Royale and will it actually take over the world? So, you know the game Fortnite, millions of players, a huge game. The developers have brought in a few billion dollars. That's quite a bit of money. So, I mean, could they be trying to scam? Well, first of all, they're targeting for teenagers, but they're actually targeting for little kids to take their money. Because they make everything in the shop. You know, you get a good skin, or people will call it a good skin, and you have to spend $25 on it. And when you could go out in real life, $25, you can get something to eat, something for your room, something for your house, some gas if you have a car, some... What else is there? A bunch of other stuff. Other apps, like there's trading card games. You can buy a few of those and stuff. Because Fortnite is trying to steal everyone's money. And even people who are really rich, they're spending how much millions on that game. So, yeah. Right there is just a message from our sponsor. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this first podcast for us. And yeah, and then Fortnite, they constantly, you know, now they added the ice zombies, they're called. And it was, they're trying to make a lot of money because off the Cube event that was bringing not Cube Monsters, it's called, made them a crap ton of money. So now what they're trying to do is reboot that to make as much money as they can. Because people can buy private servers and then creative mode. Oh, creative mode. People are donating to get creative mode better. People are donating thousands of dollars and Epic's not even probably going to be using it on that. That's just insane. Yeah. Okay, so we already went over the scam. Are they trying to take over the world? So, this is going to be like a 7-minute conclusion segment. Are they actually trying to take over the world? Are they trying to run a huge scam? Well, first we're going to have to dive deeper into both subjects. Okay, so they're scamming little kids, right? Scamming adults, scamming everyone. Plus, they're getting little kids to take their mom's credit cards and do whatever. Steal them. Put them on Fortnite and spend all the money. And plus, people are accidentally... Sorry about that. They're accidentally buying money and then there's no refund system. So if they accidentally bought $400 worth of V-Bucks, there's that $400 gone because you can't get that back. People are donating $500,000 to streamers for Fortnite, which is absolutely scamming them. So they're spending millions of dollars on Fortnite, which is insane. Like Ninja, he's nice. He's a pretty good dude. He has a lot of streamers do. They have charity live streams where they make the most money. But Ninja, dude, last time I checked, he was making $600,000 a month from playing Fortnite. I mean, they're trying to not let people know about the scam because they added the creator supporter code. The creator support code? Yeah, I think I said that right. Where they're giving back, if you put in someone's code that's approved, the creator will get 5% of whatever you spent, which, say if you spend $10, 5% of that, a few dollars, or maybe not even, sorry, I don't even know. You don't want to do the math, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's just one part. But now are they trying to take over the world? That's a bit of an exaggeration. Because they're probably, I think they're centered in North Carolina or South Carolina, where a hurricane could easily swoop over their, over their server rooms and stuff where the servers can shut down and they'll have bad support or Epic could even shut down completely. And Fortnite's huge. soon, Fortnite, it's just going to have a long run. It's going to have a few more years. And then when Battle Royale games are irrelevant. So, yeah, there's my conclusion. They're still running a scam, but they're not going to take over the world, and they're not trying to. Okay, hope you enjoy this podcast. Bye.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm Void Owner.
And I am Editor Trunks, and this is our podcast. So what do you want to talk about,
We can Void? Whatever you want, Trunks.
So basically, you know about the government shutdown. You want to talk about that?
Sure, let's talk about the government shutdown, Trunks.
So basically, Trump wants to make about a $5.4 billion...
Way more expensive.
Wall. And the other government officials do not.
Yes. And you know what? Birds are fake. I haven't seen any since the government shut down. Trunks.
So I actually haven't too.
Yeah. It must be fake. It's totally not winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely that. So, what are your thoughts on the government shutdown?
It's really dumb. I think we don't even need a wall. In like a year or two, he's going to not even be president.
Correct. And let's hope that he doesn't get reelected.
Yeah, and it'll take more than 4 years to make the wall.
Yeah,
have enough, but he won't be able to finish the wall. And then the next president will tear down that wall.
Or they might leave it up to save a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
What about our country debt, our national debt?
Oh, we're about like 25 million?
Trillion.
Trillion, yeah. Trillion.
Yeah. That's still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lot.
It has gone up so much ever since Trump has became president.
Before he was, it was about 22 trillion. 3 trillion in a few years. It's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. We're going up in about 50 to 70% in debt rate is going up much now.
It's insane.
People can't even go to their work and get paid in Washington.
Some people are being forced to work without being paid.
Yeah, basically.
Like they can't quit their job. They're forced to work, mm-hmm. but they're not getting paid to do it.
This has been the longest government shutdown of all. The last one was 21 days. And that was the longest one. We're going for like 32 days right now.
Yeah, it's insane that he's been having us do this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Been going through it.
He made a deal. If the government helps him form this, they're going to give every illegal immigrant 3 years. Only the children, 3 years in America for free, but they're getting sent back. Well, that's a good deal in trade. But a couple of them are saying, that's only like a couple years.
Yeah, they'll get used to the customs in the United States and they'll get sent back.
And how are we going to find all of them? And then how are we going to get all information about them?
Easy, we can't. It's the easiest explanation for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. What about the game Guns of Glory? What do you think of it?
Pretty good, pretty good. I play that. You play that?
Probably. Yeah. Same team, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys should install Guns of Glory.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored for doing this.
Not sponsored, but we'd accept it.
Yep.
Definitely accept the sponsorship. Guns mm-hmm. of Glory. Yeah. I'll send a message to you. Sponsor me or I'll kill you.
Wow.
So, yeah. What else would you like to talk about? Trunks?
Maybe about the... What is it? Yeah, the pollution in China is getting way up.
Oh, yeah. You can't even move around without a mask, man. You gotta have it.
That's why everyone's using those masks when they're sick on in like the city area. because of the pollution. And yeah. A couple years ago, I read this article. It said people in China were getting like $150 a month.
For what?
Working, because there was way too many people. And that's a lot of money for them. A lot of money for them.
Yeah. It is quite a bit of money, I guess, for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the new YouTube algorithm? How they're doing things? What are your opinions on that? About how they are with monetization and stuff? How much they're demonetizing?
It's dumb. Because they're demonetizing because most kids are on YouTube and they want more money and YouTube is going down.
How is YouTube going down?
Their money has been going down ever since the past like 2 years. And all, speaking of PewDiePie, if PewDiePie hits 100 million, we need PewDiePie to hit 100 million.
So we get that new 100 mil merch.
Yeah, we need to have PewDiePie hit 100 million before T-Series. And
just this once.
There's all these analysis and everything, but T-Series will pass PewDiePie. But we need PewDiePie to be the first person
to get past 100 million.
Because you want to know what? No one else in the thing is going to get 200 million because no one's going to get past 100 million, Ethan. You know that?
Yeah, for sure.
No one's getting past 100 million.
I mean, you might get 120 mil, but that's max. Like, there's not enough people on YouTube.
Yeah, you seen all the YouTubers last year and everyone else gone down in views? Like, the most popular YouTubers last year or 2 years ago, thanks to Fortnite, all my favorite YouTubers are dying. You know Molt?
All YouTubers.
Remember his videos get like 1.5 million? Now his videos are only getting 16K. All the old videos I used to watch people not only get like less than 20K and they used to get like a million per video.
Yeah. Some people can stay strong with it. PewDiePie's doing okay. Music creators are fine. They've always been fine because such a big following. Yeah. Yeah. They're demonetizing for everything.
Yeah. Allie A is still making money. 17 ads per video to stretch it to 20 minutes. Literally, it takes him 6 to 10 minutes just for his intro. Like, hey, guys, you guys seen the new update in Fortnite?
That's
right. And then talks about his new item shot and stuff like that and still talking about the intro.
Yeah. So he can send the video out. Live commentary, not like anyone else is playing for him or anything.
I know.
Yeah. Insane.
Allie A can't build good.
He has someone
else.
He's
only good at the game with aim, just like Ninja. He's only good because of the aim. Yeah, Call of Duty and H1Z1 from
Ninja is
H1Z1 and PUBG.
Got them all prepped.
Yes.
So, what are your thoughts about the snow?
Oh, snow outside?
Yeah. I'm insane.
Oh, I'm liking it.
The amounts that we've had.
I hate snow.
Why do you hate snow?
So cold. You get sick from it. And it doesn't look cool at all. I always hated snow. But I only like snow from doing snowball fights. I remember doing those a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. So, yeah, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any, Trump?
Me too. No questions.
Nope. Then you think we can be done for today?
Yep.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for the podcast, everyone, for watching. Bye.